John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Amen. I get it. I help anything? You may be dead. We'll try this. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Praise the Lord. The thief cometh not. Now, most of us have been in church plenty long. We've heard this scripture read a few times and preached from. And so we sometimes skip over the picture that Jesus was painting, and we immediately think about what he was trying to illustrate. Who do we think about when we read this verse? First half. Let's go with the first half now. The thief cometh not but for to steal. Now, who's the thief? Well, we know who the thief is. The thief is the devil. Amen. And that is the illustration Jesus was trying to talk to us about the devil and about himself. Amen. But he was using a picture here to show us about the character of the devil and then differentiate the character of the devil from the character of himself, from his own character and his own desire and his own hopes. Amen. And so I want to talk to you for a few minutes about the illustration itself, about the picture that was painted. Amen. About a thief. Now let's, for just a few moments, if we can, and it'll really help us to think about the point that Jesus was trying to bring across, if you can push the devil out of your mind for just a minute. And think about that thief that might come and break into your house. All right. Amen. Now we're going to get back to the devil here in a few minutes. But you need to understand, and praise God, not all thieves are equal. You know that? I said not all thieves are equal. Some folks are just thieves by opportunity. Here's a good chance. Snatch and gone, right? Amen. Some thieves are professional. They've lost conscience about their thievery. Amen. And they have such a cool, calm demeanor that they can just get by with anything. I remember my dad talking about a man he used to, a young man, one of his friends, you know. And he said, you'd have to be careful what you said you wanted. Because the boy would go get it, bring it to you. Amen. And he said it was just unbelievable. He'd go in to, you know, a Kmart or whatever kind of store they had back then. You know, it's been a long time ago, but I'm glad he's not here to hear that. But, you know, it's been a while ago, but he'd go in, he'd get him a TV, still in the box. Pick it up, walk out the door, stop by and talk to the security guard on the way out, and haul it out to his vehicle, and leave. Amen. And that's a literal truth. He stopped by and talked to the security guard on the way out. And just that calmness. You know, he could just get by with it. Not all thieves are equal. Right. I'm not gonna talk about the perfect crime today. Praise the Lord. But you know, some thieves are brilliant, and some thieves are plumb ridiculous. Right. You know, some of them just don't have any mind. You've heard all the dumb thieves stories, right? You heard all them? The guy who couldn't get away at night because he had some of those tennis shoes that lit up every time he set his foot down. Brilliance. Not all thieves are equal. But they're not all equal in their malice either. Amen. Some thieves are bent on coming into your house. They want to make sure you're not there. They want to make sure you're gone. And so they'll stake out the place and make sure you're not going to be there. They know when you leave, when you return. Amen. They know your habits. They know your car. They know everything. because they've staked it out. Now, most of us don't have a place that, you know, that really gets into the heart of a thief, so he'd go to all this great trouble. You know? Amen. You have to have a pretty nice place if you're gonna really attract the right kind of thief here. I know that's comforting. Amen. But, you know, they'll stake it out. If it's got enough value to it and it's important enough to them, they'll stake it out. They want to make sure you're not there. They don't want to run into you. Amen. They may be a thief, but they really don't want to get into any more trouble than that. Amen. They don't want to end up having to hurt somebody. They don't want to end up with a kidnapping. Amen. They don't want to end up with anything like that. They're not interested. Amen. But some thieves really have lost so much conscience till it doesn't really matter whether you're there or not. It doesn't matter if you get in their way or not. Hello? Amen. It really doesn't matter. If you get in their way, they'll just eliminate the problem. Hello? Well, Jesus was painting us a picture here, amen, of the most malicious kind of thief. Amen. This is the most malicious kind of thief. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Now, before I get carried away and preach about those three words for a few minutes, I want you to notice the first four words here, or first five words. The thief cometh not, but. If the writer had written that a bit different, if he had just said, the thief comes to, then we could have inserted a few other things. You know, what else did the thief come to do? And we could raise our hands and decide what else the thief came to do. But Jesus said it this way. These are exclusive words. There are three things this thief came to do. He came to do nothing else. Nothing else. These are the only things he came to do. Amen. He cometh not, and if you'll grant me that liberty for just a moment, I think you could substitute this word except and really catch a little more of the meaning. The thief cometh not except for to kill, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. These are his only purposes. Amen. Don't, glory to God. I wish we could really get it into the minds of folks who are so depraved that they feel like they could actually worship the devil. Amen. And you know, go into the satanic church and they really think that, amen, that the devil has some good in mind for them. But Jesus said he cometh not but. Amen. These are the only things he has in his heart. The only things he desires, amen, his only hopes and aspirations, amen, when he comes into your house, amen, is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's it. He doesn't intend to leave anything to replace it. He's not being a pack rat. Amen, he is a thief. Amen. Well, I hope I can preach to you for a few minutes. Glory to God. Amen, the first thing he came to do was to steal. Now, I've never had my house broken into unless it's happened since I've been gone the last day or two. Or unless somebody had the perfect crime. You know, I always talk about the perfect crime. It's probably happened, you just don't know about it. If you knew about it, it wouldn't have been perfect anyway. But, you know, as far as I know, I've never been broken into. And some of you have. That's almost, without doubt, somebody in this house, and probably more than one, has had their house broken into. You know? And that thief broke in. You know, there's a problem with perfect liberty. You know, everybody wants complete liberty. Right? Oh, give me liberty. You mean, give him liberty to take your stuff? You know, you don't want real freedom, complete freedom. That's not freedom at all. Amen. But that thief, he didn't break in to give you something.
That's right.
Amen. He didn't break in to give you something. He broke in to take something away. Hello. Right. Well, help me, Lord. Hey, man, you know, The devil wants to steal. Amen. The devil wants to steal from us too. He really does. He wants to steal from us. Amen. If we don't have our alarm system on, praise God, he'll break in sometimes before we know it and he'll steal our confidence. Amen. You never really did get saved. You know, you got a little emotional there, but you know, you're really not forgiven. Amen. You just got, you know, that was just an emotional experience. You didn't really have the Lord come into your heart and forgive your sins. You really didn't get saved. You really didn't get the Holy Ghost. That was just you. That wasn't the Holy Ghost talking. Hello? Y'all still here? I'm supposed to be preaching to sinners, right? Well, I am, and I'm preaching to anybody else that the Lord might have me preach to here this morning, but I want you to understand, He'll steal it from you. Amen. He'll steal your confidence. Amen. I'm not trying to, oh, help me, Lord. I feel like when I got one chance, one sermon to preach and in one service, then I'm going to be gone. I feel like clarifying everything I say, but I don't have time. Amen. And, you know, he will do his best to steal your confidence. Amen. And if he can steal your confidence, he steals, amen, your productivity. You can't do anything for God, amen, when the devil comes in and steals away your confidence. Amen. Praise God. I know some folks come down to an altar and they really don't repent. Amen. And if they don't repent, they did not get saved. Amen. But if you repent, glory to God, God will forgive. If you did repent, God did forgive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't remember the exact moment, the exact day. I'd be hard-pressed to find out what year I got saved. Mom and Dad and I fussed over whether I was 8 or 9 when I got saved. You know? Some of you probably think I ain't saved since I don't know when. But my good pastor told me one time, said John the Baptist would have had a hard time knowing. Hello. Are y'all still here? Amen. I know I got saved. Amen. I don't remember being born the first time, do you? I sure don't. But I was. I promise. I was born, see? I had to look at me. I'm alive. Praise God. How do you know you got saved? Well, thank God. I'm alive. Hello? I said, I'm alive. Amen. Don't let the devil steal your confidence. You say, well, I messed up. Get down and repent and pray. Amen. But don't let him steal your confidence. Amen. God is still in the saving business. Amen. And you got that experience. Amen. Build you a landmark. Amen. Remember it. Praise God. Amen. And tell the devil to get thee behind. Amen. For I am saved. Amen. Don't let him steal your confidence. Amen. Glory to God. I believe, I mean, you have a responsibility in getting saved. Amen. Charles Finney said, amen, there is a sense in which conversion is the sinner's own act. Amen. And I believe it, amen, because God stands ready to save. Amen. And folks don't get saved until they do it themselves. Amen. And I want you to understand, glory to God, your confidence is not in self. It's not in flesh. And it's in God. Amen. You cannot let the devil steal away your confidence. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's not humility. Hello? No, that's not humility. Thinking you're not even saved, you know. You don't punish yourself. Hey, if God saved you, that's His business. Thank God He did. God forgives. Thank God He did. Hello? Don't let the devil steal your confidence. And after he steals your confidence from yesterday, he'll steal your joy today. Amen. Hey man, if I can't even have any confidence of being saved yesterday, what reason do I have to rejoice today? I mean, my rejoicing is supposed to be based on the fact that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hello? And so if my confidence is stolen from yesterday, then my joy may be next for today. Hallelujah. We still believe in the joy of the Lord, right? His joy is my strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to understand that's the joy that He's planted in my heart. Heaven, and that's the joy that He rejoices with over my soul. And because I'm one of His, and I've been redeemed. Amen. Glory to God. I wish we could, heaven, get our joy restored. Amen. In the church of the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel like preaching here this morning. Amen. I want my joy restored. Well, you can have it right here in this Sunday morning service at the Dryden Road Church. Amen. We can have our joy restored. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Hallelujah. When your joy is gone, of course, you know that's... Your worship usually follows right along with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Happiness is based on happenings. Amen. Joy is based on my salvation. Amen. And the God of my salvation. Hello. Now, I'm not telling you. I tried to preach in that, what did I have, 8 minutes? Amen. God doesn't expect us to always act the same. Amen. You know, when we're afflicted, we pray. When we're sick, we call for the elders. And when we're merry, we sing psalms. You know? Thank God, God understands where we are. Amen. He understands our frame. He knows that we're dust. Amen. So no, I'm not telling you we always have to put on, come on now. But I am telling you, heaven, when you begin to think, heaven, which is part of our responsibility when we come to church, heaven, when you begin to think about God and what He's done for you, amen, glory to God, and you don't have any joy about that, and there's been a thief in your house, well, you can't rejoice in God, amen, there's been a thief in your house. When you can't rejoice because you're saved, there's been a thief in your house. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And if He can get your confidence and steal your joy today, you can be sure you have no peace about tomorrow. Praise God. No peace for tomorrow. I don't know what tomorrow holds. Amen. I guess we need to quote the song, right? Yeah. I know who holds my hand. I know who holds tomorrow. Hello. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of things. There's a lot of changes going on in our life right now. A lot of uncertainties. A lot of changes. Changes we can't seem to get made and can't seem to get done. Well, you know, it's just, praise God. I don't know what to do with them sometimes. Hello? You know, I'm probably more able to just take them in stride, you know. I just don't, maybe I put off worry to the extent of just putting, you know, procrastinating sometimes. I hope not, but, you know, I just try not to worry about it. And I can just brush it off, you know. Well, it's going to work out, you know. I'm still going to be alive a few months from now. And by then, everything will be worked out. I don't know how, but it will. It ain't going to kill me. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, you need to trust in the unchanging hand of the Lord. Amen. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Amen. He can bear you up on eagle's wings. Hallelujah. Cast all your cares on Him. Why? Why? Because He cares for you. Yes, He does. And you can have peace for tomorrow. I said you can have peace for tomorrow. Glory to God. I can't stand up here and profess to you that I understand exactly where you are. And but I do know somebody who does. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And He said, my grace is sufficient for thee.
And God's going to carry you through. He'll be your mother, your father, and your husband, your wife. And He'll be whatever to you that you need Him to be. And if the glory to God. And if you can trust in our God, amen, there's been a seed in your house.
Amen. And if he can steal, I want you to understand. Remember, can you cast your mind or take your mind back just a moment, back into your physical house again with me for just a minute? This thief has come in. He's got three things in mind: steal, kill, and destroy. Hello? Amen. He's got three things in mind: steal, kill, and destroy. A progression. Amen. He steals. He gets what he wants. Next, he's out to kill. Steal your confidence. Steal your joy. Steal your peace. Hello. And if he could steal all of those, your character and integrity and purity and holiness and everything else is going to come next. And that is not just thievery, you understand. Because when that's gone, you die. Hello? I'm back spiritual now. Boy, I'm jumping back and forth on you. I'm doing as bad as what I'm trying not to do. Praise the Lord. Amen. Once that's gone, you're dead. Hello? Huh? I say, well, I lost my joy, but I'm... Yeah, be careful. There's a thief in your house. And he didn't come just to steal that. Amen. If you can wake up from that slumber here in the middle of the night and understand that it's gone. My joy's gone. My confidence is gone. My peace for tomorrow is gone. Hello? Oh, come on now. Amen. If you wake up and realize those are gone, amen, it is time, amen, to be careful. Wake up. Wake up! Amen. You need to call for help. Amen. Because there's somebody in your house. I said there's somebody in your house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I remember, amen, I thought I knew who it was, but amen, I got to tell them the story, and my wife is usually right, so she didn't think that's who it was, so I'm not going to put them in this story this time. Amen. But they, amen, this preacher and his wife, and they were asleep, you know, in bed in the middle of the night, and they're asleep, and amen, all of a sudden the wife wakes up, amen, looks over at her husband, and he sits right straight up in bed. Amen, basically, I guess still asleep, sits right straight up in bed. Amen, starts speaking in tongues in the middle of the night. Amen, are you with me? Amen, just sits right straight up in bed and begins to speak in other tongues. Amen, and then laid right back down and went to sleep. Amen. Next morning they found out, amen, there had been an escaped convict had broken into the house next door. Maybe, if I'm not mistaken now, amen, even footprints up to their back door. Amen, where this man was just trying to find a place to hide. Hello? Amen, but God came on the scene. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to believe. Amen. Glory to God. If you don't believe in speaking in other tongues, and there's a testimony for you right today. Amen. Come on now. And then God stepped in. Amen. And turned that convict's heart. Amen. Away from that door. And he went somewhere else. Amen. There was God intervening. Amen. To prevent possible violence. Amen. In the physical life of one of his children.
And well, I want you to understand that God hasn't given up on you, how God loves you, and God cares for you. Amen. And if you wake up in the middle of this night, and maybe this is just your wake-up call, amen, if you wake up now and say it's gone, I want you to understand that there's somebody in your house, and he came for some more reasons than just to steal what he's already taken. He's going to kill you. I said he's going to kill you.
But it's just my joy. Yeah, but there's somebody in your house. Somebody's in your house. Somebody's in your house. And when you get in his way, he's going to do his best to kill you. Huh? He's going to kill you. You know what he offers in the meantime, though, right? Life. At least that's the way the devil does it. Well, you got to live. You only live once. Hello. Praise God. Amen. He'll take your life while offering life to you. He'll offer you that life and kill you. Hello. You say, well, that's got to be the worst thing about it, right? We haven't even got to the last part. You mean kill is not, well, for you, you know, kill is the end. Until you get back to the resurrection, if you have time. Hello, you got to get back to Jesus. Amen. Come on now. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, he can resurrect you, but having the damage is done. Be careful. Amen. Come on now. Amen. For you, that's it. I mean, if he takes your life, you're out. You're dead. Hello? So, well, what worse can he do? I told you this is the most malicious kind of thief. Amen. Not only will he try to kill you, but he's going to try to create fear in everybody else. He'll go through that house and whatever he didn't want, he'll bust it in pieces. Whatever he didn't want, he'll turn it over, break it, destroy it. Amen. Leave nothing worth having for anybody else. Hello? I don't want it and I don't want anybody else to have it. He'll destroy it. Ripped it apart. Amen. Come on now. You understand the fear factor, don't you? And this, you know, the story in the news here haven't been a few months ago now. And the fear factor got into Washington, D.C. Amen. In the surrounding area. Amen. Come on now. And there was there was intent there. Amen. We're going to create a fear. Amen. Among all the people. Of course, you know, they tried to even instill some more there. Amen. Threatened to kill the children. Amen. You know, even your children won't be safe. Hello. Amen. But I want you to understand that sniper was trying to instill fear in everyone. And to accomplish his own purposes. Amen. Come on now. I want you to understand if he could kill you. I didn't even know I was going to be preaching this morning. I guess you know that. And I sure didn't know all y'all was going to be here, did I? I want you to understand. He's not finished when he kills you. He's not finished when he takes your spiritual life. He wants to wreck what's left. And when he can wreck it enough, he'll tell you even God don't want it now. And everybody else will look around and they'll see the wreck. They'll see the house. And they lose their confidence, their security in God. They lost it. I'm not safe either. Are you with me here this morning? He wants to finish you off. Finish off what's left. There's not much left now. It's what you think. Amen. But God can take what's left and do something with it. The devil will take what's left and rip it to shreds. He'll bury it if he can. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to, amen, I've just started to say he'd rip it to shreds and bury it, but he's not going to bury it. Amen, he's going to hang it from the tree, and he'll hang it on the wall. Amen, he'll hang it everywhere he can, and to let somebody else know what he can do. Amen. God, help us. Amen. I just know, amen, in my spirit, amen, that there's several of you in this house, amen, who are, amen, in various different stages, and amen, you've just seen a little thievery, amen, but you're still alive. Amen, and some of you have lost your spiritual life through this. Hello? And some of you even got into this destruction now. So pitiful. Hello. I want you to know, no matter where you are, steal, kill, or destroy, amen, Jesus has come that you might have life. I said, Jesus has come that you might have life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Aren't you glad for life? Amen. I said, aren't you glad for life? We all want to live, don't we? But Jesus is the life giver. He's the resurrection. Hello? Amen. He gave you life to start with. Huh? I said he gave Lazarus life when he was born. Then Lazarus died. Amen. God gave him life again. He's the life giver and he's the resurrection. Glory to God. You're never too far gone for him. Amen. He can. I said he can. I said he can. Hallelujah. Amen. You've got to be careful not to get past repentance. Amen. Where you can't repent. Amen. Where you lose the will to repent. Amen. Then you're on dangerous territory. Amen. But I'm telling you, as long as you can, God can. Amen. God will. Hallelujah. Amen. God can and he will. God will forgive. God will give you life. God will resurrect your soul. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm glad for life. I'm glad for life. Amen. But there are some folks who have in this physical life. Amen. They have life. Amen. And please don't take me wrong. I hope you understand what I'm saying. They have life. They're breathing. There's brain activity. But saved or unsaved, they don't feel like this physical life is worth living. They'd just soon be done with it. I mean, at least they think they would. Amen. They think it's not worth living. Hello? I really think there are some Christians that we are. We're just hanging on. We got life. That's all. And that's enough. Well, it may be enough. But there's a whole lot more to have. I said there's a whole lot more to have. For he didn't just come to give us life. But after the devil promised you all that life, you know, all that life.
We missed out on that life. I've missed out on it for a good many years. Thank God for what I missed out on, and I'm sorry for what I got in on. Amen. I want you to understand. Amen. Jesus came to give you life more abundantly. Amen. Not just hanging on. Amen. He came to give us life. Vibrant life. Amen. Healthy life. Amen. Spirit-filled life. Glory to God. He came to give us life. And not just hanging on. He can give us life abundantly. Life full. Life complete. Life satisfied. Life anointed. Life filled. Amen. Would you stand with me, please? My wife will come to the piano. Wherever you are. Amen. Somebody said the other day, I don't remember who it was or what the issue was. He said, I've been seeing the handwriting on the wall for a long time. I just didn't want to read it. I remember now, just a young man who knew he needed to quit working so much. An aircraft mechanic said the work's kind of hard to find. They're just taking so much of his time. His family suffering and everything else. Amen. The handwriting's on the wall and he didn't want to read it. Amen. Y'all still with me? I got the cutest kids in the world, but I'm still preaching. I want you to understand. Amen. Jesus came to give you life. And life more abundantly. Look around. Look around your house. It'd take me too long to do what I like to do. I really like to walk the aisles and look everybody in the eye. So you know God's Word doesn't make exceptions. If God preaches to you, talks to you, you're not left out of the message because of who you are, where you came from. If you can look around your spiritual house and find out that something's missing, it's time to wake up. You may not care too much about that one little missing item, but the handwriting's on the wall. There's somebody in your house. They're going to kill you. As she begins to play, I wish you bow your heads and let's pray for just a moment. Ask the Lord to help us. Father, would you move across this house right now? I believe you've spoken to hearts already. Many, Lord, as I look around this place, some are only seeing their joy gone, their peace gone, their confidence gone. Help them, Lord, to understand there's a thief in their house and he's a malicious thief. Help them to understand, Lord, that somebody's in their house that's going to kill them, make a spectacle of their life. Father, would you move on us? Give us grace, Lord, as we meet here in the altar. Lord, put the confidence in them here this morning. God, that the reason you're calling to them, oh, Lord, that's assurance. That you're calling to them, Lord. It's assurance that there's hope, there's life, there's peace, there's joy waiting for them at this altar if they're willing, God, to own up to the fact that they've been robbed, that there's been an attempt on their life. Would you come? Would you come?